people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And we seem to have produced another one, and it's time for you to listen to it. I know, but I don't want to hear any excuses. Your physical therapist ordered you to pace yourself. For every carefully plotted, thoughtfully written audio production you enjoy, you're supposed to then listen to something like this. For every wooden overcoats or Limetown, you gotta throw in some empty calories to give that sense of wonder a break. You know, with every few steaks, you gotta toss in one of those Reese's Big Cups with potato chips mixed in. Yes, that's a real thing. Boy, I hope shredding your planet's environment was worth it. So, if you're listening, subconscious, hypothalamus, sense of dramatic possibility, take a load off. We will not be taxing you. Now, expectations properly adjusted, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years and 3 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please.
Hey, Chunt, please to you as well. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, you know, I've been trying to raise more money for my Slobodan ski resort. Slobodan down on Slobodan.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Does it concern you at all that you want to put a ski resort on a mountain that every time you say its name, it quakes a little bit in a way that seems a little angry?
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. I think that's kind of a fun new thing, like, that you can't get with other mountains. Like, say any other mountain's name.
Everest.
Do you feel anything?
I don't. I feel nothing. Not even emotionally.
I think that's a draw. You know, I don't know how tourism is on Earth, but in Foon, if something's different, if it's set apart, people will clamor for it.
Yeah, little yellow different, Slobodan.
Yeah. There was a troll that only killed grandmas. Everyone flocked to it. Couldn't get enough of it. Yeah.
Popular troll, you're saying?
Yeah.
Only killed grandmas.
Everyone is incredulous. They're in disbelief. And they're like, I have to see this. Grandma, get your coat. We're going.
No.
Sure enough, the troll kills and eats grandma. And then they're like, huh. They get, you know, they get their portrait painted in front of it. And then, you know, bingo, bingo, they're off to the next one.
Sounds like a lot of people are just trying to get their grandmas killed.
Well, I don't know about that. Arnie, I know you hate to talk about Earth stuff. What are some of the top attractions on Earth?
Well, let's see here. There is the Sears Tower on Earth, probably the most popular attraction.
Ooh,
on the
Sears
whole
Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so you can see all the land from up top.
Yeah, you can see most of Chicago, I guess, from up there. Although, you know, Chicago does expand quite a way, so I guess you probably can't.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing of this scrying tower?
Because I may have referred to it as the Willis Tower.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about the Sears Tower.
Fine. I shall learn more of its mystic secrets later.
Speaking of mystic secrets, didn't you say there was a mystic pizza place?
Where
a beautiful mage cooks pizzas and a young Brad Pitt is there, maybe? No?
I know that Justine Bateman is there, but beyond that, I couldn't tell you. Maybe Julia Roberts. You know what? I've got to be honest. I've only seen commercials for this attraction, and I've never seen the attraction itself.
Any other popular tourist spots? Maybe near where you're from? Just those two?
That's it. Oh, and the Bean.
Oh, the Bean, yes. And you said it's a giant bean and people go to see themselves reflected back at them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's the mirror. You know, Usidor, and also I guess what? I didn't introduce you. Usidor is my co-host.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis, known to the elves as Fienyalik, known to the dwarves as Zonin Hookstangis, and known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And very soon, I shall shuffle off this mortal coil and be no more, for soon I shall be dead, everyone. I'm dying.
Yeah. Arnie, yep. I missed time my cake boss.
Yeah, but you know what? Thank you for doing that, though.
I tried it. At least this episode, I tried it.
We're getting closer with every episode. We got all season to get it right, I think.
If you have Mystic Pizza, have we ever introduced you to Pizza Skull?
Yeah, I've met Pizza Skull on several occasions, although it's been a while.
Well, I couldn't remember.
Has there been any word of what Pizza Skull has been up to lately?
Probably pizza stuff. He's really kind of one note.
Yeah,
he's not very deep.
As opposed to us dynamic, multifaceted characters. Oh, but guys, you're never going to believe what I have here in this jar that I have the lid over.
Your pinky.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's a jar. Arnie, it's a jar.
Yeah.
You should have got a pot.
I know. You can see right through the side, can't you? Oh, that really ruined the surprise. Yeah, you know, my pinky went missing last week, and I found it. But here's the weird thing. It seems like it talks.
What?
I'm going to take the lid off. Just listen.
Where'd you find it? Did you find it in the stink? You don't have to answer that.
So many answers come to mind, and yet I don't want to say any of them. But here, just listen closely. I swear it talks.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You're what?
I'm a pinky.
Yeah, we know. What's your name?
Pinky.
Okay. This guy's not very interesting. Is this our guest today, Houston?
No. Here, let me put the lid back on. No, that's just my talking pinky. I'll figure that out in time. Give it like 20 or 30 episodes. Our guests are a special treat and surprise for Usidor.
Oh.
Now, Usidor, I know that you are quote-unquote dying and on your deathbed, and soon I would have to imagine you're going to, you know, fake your death. Chunt and I got some money together, and we hired you some help from some old friends.
Yeah, I'll give you a little hint. Gunch and Silks. I fell in love with them. Gunch and Silks. Yeah.
It can't be. Those masters of the stage, those thespians unlike any other. Could it be Winky Silks and Michael Gunch?
They're prestigious actors, but they always have time for a corporate gig. It's the Cock Ticklers. Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, hello. We're so excited to see you again.
I'm sorry, old hag. I was planning to meet Winky Silks today.
I'll bring him right out. Hello, it's me!
This whole time.
No hag at all. No, I was wearing this shirt that says I'm a hag, but secretly, it was actually me. Winky Silks.
Through the power of stagecraft, theatrical illusions, and a very handsome t-shirt, we pulled the wool over your collective eyes.
Damn you. I fell for it again. You're so masterful. How could I have expected it to be you when you were wearing such a...
It's just swag from a previous show we did. It's hag swag. I kept it in this bag. Yes, recently I played the title character in The Crone.
Oh.
A rare title character for Winky Silks. Usually that's Gunch's bag.
Yes,
you know, normally I play the titular role, but sometimes Silks comes off of the upstage portion to take the center stage. The Crone, where an aged lady witnesses a terrible crime and is killed and is brought back to life through the power of the Crone.
Oh, I heard that lady died in that play.
Very tragic, very tragic.
Oh, wow.
That's the play where they say there's an old tale that when you die, a crone takes your soul to heaven?
That's right. Mm. But sometimes, if there is terrible sorrow at the passing, the crone sticks around, and the deceased soul seeks revenge with all the powers of a crone.
And she did stick around, because I know I saw the sequel, Crone Alone, where the crone gets left behind while her family goes on vacation.
Can you believe it? Twice?
It happened again! The circumstances were virtually identical.
But Michael Gunch, if you don't mind my asking, what role did you play in The Crone?
And the crone, well, of course, Winky Silks was the titular crone. Mm-hmm. I myself played a police commissioner, Warren Davies.
I hate to ask this, and I know you both get asked this sort of thing all the time. Do you mind giving both of us just a taste of a scene from The Crown?
Oh, God, we could do it for you. For friends.
For friends only.
Wow, I just saw Gunch turn into Commissioner Warren Davis. He's such a willowy figure.
Now watch this. As I put this shirt back on, you'll see a real transformation.
Oh.
What?
Did Silks leave?
Core. Blimey. Oh, these pruned hands. These cataracted eyeballs. Age creeps on apace, and I creep towards the grave, and then out, and then in, and then out, then in.
I'll never settle this case. How will I ever solve this murder when there are so few leads? Wait. Hold.
Me?
Old hag. Desiccated elderly woman who walks as if she's 1 foot in the grave already. What brings you to this site of recent death, this crime scene taped with golden hazard ribbon?
I can see it.
Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know? Ooh, handsome copper. You fit tightly into that uniform.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah, John, what is it?
Would you believe that the crone is Spruce Tree's son?
What?
In the play, I think the crone is supposed to be the son of a spruce tree.
I don't get metaphors.
Keep watching.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I suppose I do fit rather snugly into this shirt. I can tell, even though age has plowed wrinkles into your face, there's a spark of the beauty you once had in youth deep in there shining out.
If you'd only known me 68 years ago. Oh, I was something. Oh, the blood moved in these veins instead of pooled in the recesses between them.
Oh, are you saying that you were being like water?
Precisely, yes. But now I'm a walking bruise.
Well, if you don't want your mind to get bruised as much as your form is, then stay away from a spot like this. There was a terrible crime here. I'm worried that we'll never have any proper vengeance. Sometimes the law can only go so far. Sometimes street justice has to be meted out. But that's not for me to do. My hands are tied.
That cop is begging for street justice.
Arnie, please, he's a commissioner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, that makes more sense for a commissioner.
Why don't we get you out of that commissioner's uniform?
Here we go.
It is awfully constricting. Oh, just take off these arm garters as well. Oh, finally, circulation.
Oh, excellent, excellent. What a wonderful scene.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well done.
Wow.
Truly, another remarkable performance, and I can't say enough how happy I am to see you both. Yeah. How nice of you to come and visit me, as I lie here upon my deathbed so soon to no longer be amongst the living, for I have completed my one true purpose. Oh.
Nice try. Ooh, what? That's what everyone says on their deathbed. I'm on my deathbed. Oh, Usador, you're a shit actor.
You suck, Usador. Oh, the classic Azure Sack move.
How dare you? I'm dying. This is happening... For real, and, you see, the thing is, the Dark Lord was murdered by me, which is my one true purpose, so now I have to turn into a shaft of light and return to the realms of Ephesius.
We know all the exposition, Usador. We know exactly what you're supposed to do, and if you were on stage, you would be dying.
Your friends have, brought us here today. It's no accident that we cock-ticklers have come round about your way. No, Usador, I confess that we're here on commission.
Oh. Yeah, Usador, no offense. It's just Arnie and I were talking, and, like, I think when nobody showed up to your death party, I think that would kind of clued us into the fact that people don't believe you.
Well, you two showed up to my death party.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually, yes, we did. But, yeah, just got to support.
All right. Fine. So you're in on the scheme. You know all that has transpired.
They don't necessarily know everything, Usador. They just know
that. Well, they can deduce from what has happened and not happened that...
Usador, they're actors. They don't know the difference between reality and fiction anyway.
It's true. He's right. I find no offense in the fact that when I walk on stage, it's the same as walking off the stage. Your dreams are waking and your life is a dream. That didn't stick that landing.
quite all right, Silks.
Well, I've had a bit of writer's block.
I don't know. But yes, we dwell as within a dream, never knowing if we're off stage or on, for we are always on. We do not know what is art and what is life. We only know what is true. And this death is a lie. But we can teach you how to provide it with some proper theatrical verisimilitude.
Ooh, yes. Can I ask, Arnie and I paid for the workshop. Is it going to be, we've seen meth head acting. I know that there's some acting taught by Stanford the Miser, the old guy. There's also stand or lost key, where you either deliver your lines standing or looking around the stage like you lost the key. Are you going to be using any of those methods, or what do you have up your sleeve?
Our school, if you will, is a mix of all schools. Yes, once you're caught in the labels, then well, you're a label. No, you must banish them. You learn it and forget it. So we will teach you everything today. Teach you everything you'll need to know, Usador. But you must immediately forget it, even as we're telling it to you. Forget it.
Not a problem.
Yes.
Well, I am an eager student, for I have always admired those who do tread the boards and have always wished to become a part of some theatrical company so that I may put on my favorite play of all time, Automaton Constable.
Jeez. All right, Usador. Pop quiz.
What?
The lesson starts now.
Who?
Say you're dead.
I'm dead.
Liar.
Lies.
Oh.
Lies.
No one dead would say they're dead. But watch this. Watch this. Tell me if I lie. Core. Blimey. I'm dead.
Oh my god. Sorry. Arnie, go get a doctor or something. Okay. Silks is dead. Silks just died.
Hold. Silks is very much alive and quick with life. I know it seems as though he perished right before your eyes, but that was merely the power of acting.
Oh. All of you, feel my neck, touch my neck, hold my
so
neck.
So muscular.
In there.
So muscular.
Touch that meaty neck.
Tan too.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Oh, and full of life.
Yes, I don't have the withered neck of a corpse. Instead, it's straining and pulsating.
It's a good thing, too, because I couldn't have gone and got the doctor because all the fires that have been plaguing the town in the last week or so, I think they killed the doctor. Did I mention that? The town doctor's dead.
Wait, the fires killed the doctor? Like, they went specifically after him?
The fire.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Her. The doctor was mother.
Yes,
Well, the town has been on fire for a couple weeks. I keep forgetting about that. And it does seem like a very pointed fire, as if it has specific...
agendas?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It keeps, like, coming up to people's houses and then asking questions about where to find other people.
Anyway, back to acting.
In short, Usador, your friends have hired us for one of our many, shall we say, side hustles, which is to say that we are here to teach you a workshop on how to fake one's death. A workshop in a pseudo-side, if you will.
Oh, well, this is quite an honor. I must admit, Chunt and Arnie, I'm quite overwhelmed by your generosity.
Yeah,
well. Oh, buddy, you're welcome. We just thought to do something nice for you.
Yeah, we love you, and you seem like you needed something. We also borrowed some of that money from you, but we thought you would want the money to go towards this.
Our love language is gifts.
Okay, well, it's a gift I give myself. Winky, Michael, I must ask you, if I am to fake my own death, I must also then take on some other persona that I can continue to traverse the world and learn about things so that I may continue my fight against evil. Can you help me create this new persona?
Oh, for a price. That's a premium package. A death fake and a new identity. But we can put everything together. Sure, sure.
Of course. Okay. Your friends haven't discussed the back end part of this, but of course, we can help to build your persona. We'll workshop that with you.
Excellent. Fuck. Well, let's take a quick break. And Arnie, let's you and I, we both have to go to the bathroom, right? So you'll come to the bathroom with me, and we'll be right back with some more of this cock-tickling workshop.
They love to poop together.
Oh, shit, I realize I turned the recording off. I gotta get the rest of this workshop. Oh, it's going on.
Now, close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Now close your eyes again. Close your eyes from a closed eye. Yes. Double close your eyes.
Arnie.
Yeah.
What is it? I really believe Usador's blinking. It's unreal how much progress he's already made.
Yeah. And it only took an hour.
Let me try once more. I am dead.
Damn it. Damn it, Michael.
It was a hard case, Silks. My God.
No, I can learn. I promise.
Okay, Usador, you have to bear with us. We've been trying techniques. We've been uniting and colliding different schools of thought. You must be wet clay for us to mold. We have to break you down and build you back up again in our image. You must abandon the Usador that you once knew. We are going to build you from your spare parts.
Oh,
I need you to forget everything you ever knew, everything you ever learned, everything you ever were.
Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
No, if you'd forgotten everything, you wouldn't have understood anything I said.
No,
damn. This is good acting teaching because I feel awful about myself.
It's working.
Yes, okay, good. The process works. All right, neutral. Listen to me, Usador. I just want you to walk across the room like a normal human being. We're going to watch you. I just want you to perform that basic action.
Back to the wall.
Back to the wall.
Normal person. Normal.
Okay. Normal. Just basic.
Normal.
That was the weirdest walk I've ever seen.
How is this?
Don't put anything on, Usador. No,
Usador, you are walking and talking like nothing I've ever seen in food.
He's walking.
All right. I'll try again. Here I go.
Yes. That's exactly how I think Usador would walk.
Yes. Good tuba accompaniment is how I always envision it. All right, we're making some progress.
A breakthrough.
Yes, now listen, you piece of shit. I'm going to strike you.
That sounds
Yes.
No, you got hit before you got slapped. You reacted first.
God, you reacted before I hit. What the hell is wrong with you, Usador?
Anticipating. You think when death really comes that you can anticipate that moment? It comes when you least expect it, like a thief in the night, to steal your life away.
Oh. Even this very minute, I could die. I could die.
Silks! My God!
Wait,
someone called it...
I'm fine.
He's fine, don't you see?
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Oh, I swore you were dead.
It's a good thing that you weren't, because during the break, the fire killed the replacement doctor that just got to town.
Good Lord.
Dr. T?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And the women.
What of his women? Okay, good. Yeah. Glad to hear it.
Now, I'm going to strike you. I'm going to strike you.
Okay.
I may never strike you. Then what?
I'll constantly live in fear.
Better.
Better, yeah. Oh, it was a nice order that time.
Yes, I can tell I'm becoming a better actor because I feel terrible about myself. My face sort of hurts. And I really, really want to eat a salad.
Just a big heap of salad? Yes, you're becoming more actorly by the moment. Do you feel as though there's a void inside of you that could only be filled by the attention of others?
Always.
Do you want to eat the salad for an audience? Make sure everyone sees the salad, asks you about where you got your salad.
Well, eating the salad certainly isn't for me. It's for everyone to know that I'm eating a salad, yes.
The attention part makes me think maybe I'm an actor, but the salad part makes me think I'm not an actor.
Salad tomorrow.
I suppose I'll try once more. now that we've gone through these other exercises.
What terrible day is this? I have died.
Cut. I'm gonna keep cutting you, Isidore, with this knife until you act better.
Don't do that.
It's terrible.
No, Chun. No cutting. You're marring the canvas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was wet clay, not a canvas.
He's both. Death is all the arts. It's the art of surprise, you see. It can be a sculpture, it can be a dance, it's a song, it's a puppet play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, I've been around Isidore for, I don't know, fucking 7 years, and I feel like he leans on his voice too much, if that makes sense.
Oh, we've run into this before.
But perhaps we could remove that element from it. It's not as if we're working in an audio medium right now. We can make this a purely visual experience.
Sure, yes. Let's work on my physicality, if that's what we must do. I could even change my voice to something else if you prefer.
Yes, change your voice to silence. We call this breath play. I'm going to choke you.
Mm.
Make no sound.
It's getting sexy.
No sound. All right, here. Yes. Yes. Just don't react. Don't react. No sound. And now I let it back. I let go. Breathe quietly. No sound. I'm choking you again. And you can breathe.
It's hard to watch.
Now tell me, are you alive or are you dead?
I am dead.
That was the first time I believed you were dead, Isidore. Congratulations!
Oh my gosh, that was so honest. I'm crying.
It took was incredible abuse that totally crossed your physical boundaries.
Now, tell us a secret. Something you've never told anyone, Isidore.
Yes, break through the wall.
A secret I never told anyone is
yes, you're dead. Who cares? You can't be embarrassed. You're dead.
Who's here to judge you? You're dead.
I peed my pants the first time I met Genlevia the Red.
Oh, deeper. Shit!
Deeper. Oh. Deeper, Isidore. Deeper. Worse.
I'm worried that I'm not very good at being a wizard.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Good. One more.
I believe that the Dark Lord and I may share some of our origin.
Now, die.
My God, it's beautiful. We've done it again.
Gentlemen, we apologize for killing your friend.
Oh no, Arnie, go to the next town over and find a doctor.
Okay, but I'm worried the fire can get to the next
town. There is no need, for
what?
I still live.
Wait, are you really Winky Silks?
Am I?
No, wait, no, Winky's over there.
I'm right here.
I'm sorry.
I'm eating.
When they broke me down like that. Oh, look at him eat that salad.
Wonderful salads.
Yes.
When they broke me down, I wasn't even sure who I was anymore, but now I know I can die. I just have one question for both of you. Sorry to interrupt your meal, but when a wizard dies, they're supposed to turn into a shaft of light that goes firing up into the sky.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a...
Yeah. We might need a more flamboyant death.
This is where we may need to fall back on some of our stagecrafts.
Yes. Let's see. We have the powders and paints and all sorts of chemicals, potions, and elixirs in our bag.
Black leotards, glitter, smoke machines, fog pellets.
Tiny little trumpets.
Metallic cloaks.
And here, this t-shirt. It says, I am a shaft of light.
Oh, and look, there's a brown bag. It says to put over somebody's head if they curse.
Yes. Death is a family show.
I suppose betwixt the t-shirt and enough glitter, we can make people believe that I've turned into a shaft of light.
For now, you're an actor, Isidore. You hold the power of belief in your very hands.
Oh, what
you thought you were powerful as a wizard. Now you have true power. The power to lie unrestrainedly in front of an audience.
Oh.
Isidore, we have spent time with you before, and there was no masking your ambition for the stage. Mm-hmm. And we slammed every door in your face. We mocked you as nothing but
but a blue bag of empty matter.
Mm-hmm. A satchel off in the corner, not worthy of a second look. But we did all that just to break you down for this moment.
You know, I would tread the boards with this, Usador. As long as you were dead in a heap, said nothing, and didn't move, I would trust the stage with you.
Wow, the highest compliment.
Yeah. I would have your back. Wish you break a leg. Take the boards with you anytime. As long as you lay there, inert, saying nothing, silent, off in a corner, barely visible.
Behind a table, maybe covered up. Not in the program.
Do you have any plays that require such a role?
There is the role of a broken box in The Crone.
Yes, there is. It would be great to put the broken box actually on the stage. You could handle that.
Mm-hmm. I think I could. I would lie there perfectly still, not saying a word, covered in my box costume, for not to see me or hear me or know that I was there at all. Yet, what I would bring to the stage is an inertness unlike any Air Four that were in less inert than I.
Less inert than you?
Yes.
Nerds.
We have no doubts to the power of your nertitude, Usador. Now you may move in front of any witnesses you wish. Use the techniques that we have shown you, and then wear your t-shirt, and everyone will believe that you have died.
Oh, what a wonderful gift this is. Oh, I cannot wait until the day I get to finally fake my death for real.
Why don't we take another quick break, and then, I don't know if we need to do this, but would it be fun if we all took turns doing our own Usador deaths?
It's fine. There's still plenty of time left in the workshop.
I mean, this is a big part of workshops. It's like a burning time on the back end.
Oh, sure.
Arnie, we didn't pay to fall on our asses. Let's do it.
All right. Does anybody want to go first with their Usador death?
I'll go first to get it out of the way, because I think I'm probably the worst cock tickler here. Never thought I'd say that.
Let's see what you got.
Okay. let me turn around so they think I'm getting into character. And now turn back around to start. I remember the summer days. Used to be sweltering heat. Mother used to make me strawberries fresh from the field, and I'd bite into them as their warm, sticky juices ran down my chin. Then at night I'd catch fireflies and put them in a jar, poke holes so they could breathe. And then I'd shake them up so their lights would flutter and flicker. Mama told me there was magic in that jar, and I believed her.
You see, Chunt has the gift of simplicity.
I can see that now. Yes, very straightforward. Arnie, what do you bring to the table?
Okay, let's see here. You know, I'm not a skilled character actor, but...
Arnie, when in doubt and when acting, go Southern.
Okay.
It worked for me.
Okay.
I am Usador, or their air bunch of magic bullshit, and I am dying. Lo, shaft of light, Babadooey!
Pretty good.
Should I have made it longer?
No, you've got the living Usador, for sure.
For sure. Okay. It was as though you incarnated him here before us. A better Usador than the original.
Oh. Yeah.
You out, Usador to Usador.
I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
I got to say, I don't hate it. I loathe it. I mean, was it the worst thing I've ever seen? Absolutely.
Thank you.
Feedback is a gift.
Yes.
Well, I suppose I'll go now. Let me get to the other side of the room here. Okay.
I really believe
take off my robe so everyone can see my t-shirt, throw the glitter, and I am dead.
Yeah.
Well.
Money well spent.
If that doesn't convince the populace that our beloved Usador has departed this mortal realm of tears and gone to join his ancestors, I don't know what will.
So sorry, Arnie, come over here for a second. I wonder how much it would have cost for us to just buy Usador that t-shirt that said, I'm with Dead, with the arrow pointing up.
Yeah.
I mean, the workshop was great. It was like 500 gold pieces, but I'm just saying, like, maybe we could have just bought the t-shirt?
Well, also, we're going to still have to buy the t-shirt on top. It's not included in the workshop.
They really fuck you on the back end.
I know.
All right, boys, I'll need that t-shirt back and listen.
Oh, shit. Just so we can get our money's worth, do you mind... Winky Silks and Michael Gunch, could we see each of your Usador deaths?
Yeah, and then after that, I do have a question about the bill. It seems like there's a 15% choking tax.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's a liability. Liability coverage. Yes.
But you choked...
It's for my safety. It's for my safety.
It's for Silks' safety.
You could have hurt your hand.
You wouldn't want him to hurt his choking palms.
I use these for countless acts.
Yes. Oh, well,
speaking
known
of
for you.
Arnie, next month we have to get away to Choking Palms, even if it's just for a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, this time of year? Oh, I'm killed to be in Choking Palms.
Well, if it's too much to ask,
yes,
I suppose.
It is too much to ask, frankly, because we have been contracted only to do this workshop. To add anything on at this juncture, I think, goes far beyond what our deal... Just something in my hand. Far beyond what our...
Michael?
It's Michael? Nothing, Silks. It's just a probably some sort of rheumatoid spasm in my...
Is it just the hand, or is it moving up the arm?
It's spread to my elbow, Silks. My God, I'd ask you to call the doctor if they weren't currently on fire. Oh, God, now it's in my shoulder. Someone, won't someone do something? Oh,
please,
I can feel it in my bosom. Oh, my manly bosom is aflame with pain.
No.
It moves now in jets and ribbons down each leg, nestling round the groin area, down the other arm. Oh, now it's my plate, my tongue. It grows cold. It is a heat that freezes. Gentlemen, it has been an honor knowing all of you. Oh, that I could have spent one more moment in your presence, but now it seems that everything goes dark.
No.
Oh, no.
Our precious
company.
Our precious company is no more. This is the end of the cock ticklers. For Michael Gunch is dead.
Gunch, no.
Michael Gunch is very much... Oh.
Alive! What the actual fuck?
Yes.
Two questions. How?
Well, if I can just turn my chair around quickly, since we're moving into the Q&A portion workshop. My process is a mixture of preparation and inspiration. So of course, you prepare by understanding and observing those who have died, those who will die, those who are currently dying. And then, of course, inspiration. At the moment, you just follow where your impulses go. And really, I think of myself as really as a detective, seeing, observing, and an explorer, just exploring myself and my process. And we're all in it together, you understand?
Wow.
We're the modern-day truth-tellers, the modern-day philosophers.
You're a prophet, Michael. You're a prophet.
Yes. And honestly, it's draining. It's a burden. I wouldn't do this if I didn't have to do this. Do you understand?
Yes.
Usador, in the back.
Do you make a living doing this?
Oh, very much so. Not only do we perform such notable plays as The Crone, do these sort of corporate workshops that we're doing right now, but we're also currently on the payroll of the Kingdom of the Northeast for...
Yes,
indeed. Tom Blaine, who, of course, was a member of our company for some time, now that he does co-rule this kingdom, provides us with a rather voluminous artist stipend, and we are artists in residence of the Northeast.
Wow.
So, that's a long way of saying, yeah.
All cock ticklers must be filthy rich. Question over here.
Chant.
Yes, Mr. Gunch. Amazing performance.
Please, come. Call me Michael.
Oh, thank you. Michael, I do have to ask, amazing performance. I don't know how to phrase this. Are you still acting? Because your one eye is kind of drooping now, and it wasn't before, and the veins in your head are still popping out.
You know, it's really hard to leave what happens on stage behind.
Sure.
We mentioned before how we walk off stage, but the stage comes with us. Do you understand what I mean?
I think one of our fans emailed us about Paul Dano playing the Riddler and said he had a similar problem. Arnie, do you remember that email?
Yeah. Paul Dano playing the Riddler. There was a lot of weird kerning in that email.
That sounds very peculiar. No matter the context, whoever this Paul Dano is, I understand his process. And you, there's nothing you can do. If you play a disturbing character, you kind of have to be a disturbing, crazy, whacked out, chaotic weirdo for a while. That's just how it works.
Oh, yeah. Like Jared Leto playing the Joker sent his castmates use condoms. Remember that email, Arnie?
Oh, yes.
Name an actor that hasn't done that. Come on. That's rule number one. Yes, Arnie Niekamp.
Yeah, that's me. Gunchy, if I can call you Gunchy.
Call him Michael.
Oh.
Call me the Gunchman.
Okay. The Gunchman.
Yes.
You mentioned earlier your process and how you learned to portray death. Mm. It sounds like you were saying that you have actively watched a lot of people die. Was I hearing you right?
You can, as I say, put whatever labels you wish on it. I'm saying I observed people who were going to die, people who were in the process of dying, and people who died.
So you watched
whether I sought them out, whether I was the one who actually facilitated the process, are beside the point.
It's research, Arnie. Death is the same no matter where it is played. You don't have to stand and watch a full-scale battle to see humans die. Any death at all is good for the research. There's a poultry farm where I've often taken my choking hands around. I every single one of them, but breathless by the end. For the sake of research, I moved throughout the entire flock, and each one, suffocate. I did it all day.
You can often find the cock ticklers out there choking the chicken.
Oh, yes. Well, all day long, it sounds like.
How do you actors prepare for a love scene?
It's not that different. It's research. We fornicate.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but did you see the play we did about you, Arnie?
Oh, yeah. I think I repressed it, but yeah, yeah.
Well, yes, and oft I believe that the best acting is really just doing things that... as we've stated, bleed over into your real life and then cause you to be sort of a nightmare.
You've really put the nail on the head. Yes, yes. Acting is reacting in a way that makes you kind of a lot to deal with.
Precisely. You've got to be a little extra and a little too much. And, you can't be tolerable.
Oh, so to succeed, there has to be succession.
Succession is the definition of success.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I get it. Okay.
Strong work.
Well, Isidore, I think I saw a little bug bite you a little bit ago, so congratulations.
A little bug?
Yeah, there's a bug that bit you during the workshop.
Sorry, I'm not tracking.
How do I phrase this?
What kind of bug could it be? You just said a bug? That could be anything. Was it a spider? Was it a termite?
Usador, I'm talking about the acting bug.
But it could have been Hardwood Fuck Buddy, the termite that's been around the town.
Oh, it was, actually. He was wearing a shirt that said Hardwood Fuck Buddy.
I'm sorry. Is it Hardwood Fuck Body or Buddy?
Well, there's actually both, and they're frequently mistaken.
Depends on your relationship.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
I see now what you're saying, Chunt. Yes, I have been bitten by the acting bug, and soon I shall fake my own death. And then take on a new persona so I may still continue to exist and continue my fight forever.
I'm giving you a piece of paper, Usador. Okay. Do not look at it until you're dead. Oh. When you die, you're welcome to read it. And on this piece of paper is your new identity. I've written it for you right now, today. Based on how you die, I know how you should truly live. But do not read it until you are dead.
You have my solemn swear that I shan't put mine eye upon it till I have died.
Good.
Can other people read it?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pass it around.
Okay. Come on, look at it. It's hilarious.
Let me see.
Bring that bad boy over here.
That's great.
Flint pus?
Yeah, flint pus.
Oh, yeah.
Big can't old win. Sack of shit.
Yeah. Flint pus, a total chode.
It's going to be so hard not to call Usador Flint Puss, because then he'll know the name.
Yeah. Don't let him hear.
What?
Oh, we're just talking about stuff.
Quick, give me the paper. I'm going to give him some lines to say.
Okay. Yeah.
What if when he wakes up, he says, "Yo, fellas, what's up? It's me, Flint to the P-U-S.
I like that.
Yes, 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 yes. And then maybe...
Oh, man, Winky Silks is mad with the pen. Oh, great stuff.
And then maybe he has, like, a catchphrase. Like, maybe he's always like, why are you crunching my pants? Like, just good. Some sort of... That we can workshop it, but some sort of catchphrase. Yeah. Like, he's always
saying...
I'll
write that in. Why are you crunching my pants? Why are you crunching my pants? Yes, good, good, good.
Why yes, 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 yes.
And we'll have to give him some sort of costume. Yes. A funny hat. A funny hat.
Yep.
With horns.
Yes,
and then so he'll put this in his pocket, and then he'll take it out and read it when he's dead.
Correct. When he's dead, he pulls this out, and it's a reincarnation. I've given him his first line. I've given him a catchphrase, which is a reset. Yeah. And then we've given him costumery and maybe a big lollipop for a prop, something like that.
Yes.
Like
that.
Oh, can you put down? Can you pass the spatula to the monkey? I think that'd be funny.
That's dialogue?
Yeah.
Or is that stage direction?
Yes. If it's stage direction, I'll put it in brackets.
Okay. I guess it works as either.
Good. Yes. It's always good to give him something to do, not just something to say.
Okay. Gotcha. I understand. I understand.
Good. Pass the spatula to the monkey. Good. Good. Usador?
Yes, yes.
Did you hear any of that?
No.
Did you see us laughing a lot?
I did notice that from across the room, but I averted my ears so that I would hear not a word.
Here is your identity, and just know that we were laughing with you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Now you'll need to secrete that somewhere so that no one finds it on you should any coroner examine your corpse.
I have the perfect place to put it.
I have to say, this is our most successful death fakery ever, Gunch.
Usador, despite his obvious lack of skill and talent when he first took up the efforts, has proved to be a most noble student. And,
Thank you. And
lumpy and pliant clay for our knives and thumbs. Even more so than King Albane Belleroth.
Yes. What?
I'm sorry?
What's this about the king?
King Albane Belleroth. You've heard of Albane Belleroth.
Yes, Tom Blaine's father.
Yes, no, yes. The good king sought out our services as well.
He died many years ago. I remember that was shortly after I came to Foon.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did die.
Famously died. Oh, yes, that was an easy one.
You're saying that you helped Albane Belleroth fake his own death?
Well, we can't say that because we've signed NDAs to the effect.
What does that stand for?
Non-diabolical
arts.
Oh.
It's the non-diabolical arts. Wow, that was hard to remember.
Well, that took way longer than I would have thought.
What a couple of dipshits.
In any case, we signed a non-diabolical arts agreement. So it would, and a curse was placed upon us. If we go into it, then we'll have broken the non-diabolical arts agreement, and then, of course, the diabolical arts can be used against us, and our souls can be taken away to whatever pocket dimension they wish.
Oh my gosh, is that why the teachers of the non-diabolical arts keep being killed every year?
Seems likely, yes.
So we can't tell you. We can't tell you that he faked his death. We can only tell you that we've worked closely with him in the past, doing similar workshop.
Very, very closely, and indeed, I can't say that he gave as much truth to his very actual death when his heart was split in twain.
That's how he was supposed to have died.
What a revelation. To think that Albane may have been alive this entire time, and that... Then... Well, there's a thing I guess we shouldn't really say either.
But yeah.
We would bear no responsibility any longer.
I guess not. But why would... Winky, the Gunchman...
Oh, Arnie, did you forget the full word, hypothetically? Oh, that's so cute.
Winky, Gunchman, hypababa. Why would King Albane fake his own death?
The burdens of the world... called men to strange fancies. It could be that he was tired of the company around him. It could be that he wanted to start anew, that the old job was the old job.
It said that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and it could be that he wanted to take up a more rustic and homespun employment, far from the pressures and stresses and flatteries of court.
It could be that
He found a new woman. And they wanted to hit the road and live the rock and roll lifestyle. Start a band or something in a small town.
Here today, gone tomorrow. Living by the strength of his wits and the pluck of his trusty axe.
Could be that he was deep in it with some gamblers. And he owed him a whole lot.
They were going to take his knees, man, and he had to quit town. Toot sweet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, some combination of all of those things.
These are all hypothetical, because, you know.
But again, we can't tell you because of the non-diet thing, the non-diabolical gods.
Yeah.
You aren't lawyers. That's fine. You don't have to remember every piece of paper you've ever signed.
I am a lawyer.
What?
Ah, you believed it. You believed it.
Ah, got me again. Just that good.
Yeah, and you can't expect, it's not like remembering what your real name is. Like, right, Michael Gunch? Like, you, it's much more easily to remember what your real name is before you change it to Michael Gunch.
Oh, yes, of course. Stone Hardcastle.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't steel, was it?
That's it. See? Silks is right, it's tough.
Well, speaking of tough, I guess there's only
might have been hard stone, actually. The point is, I'm Michael Gunch now.
And as you said, you've inhabited it, so you've brought it with you everywhere you go. There is no Stone Hard Castle anymore, because now you are Michael Gunch.
Indeed. Just as you will soon be Flint, never mind.
What, sorry?
Gunch!
Don't stop!
Bro. Almost blew it, bro.
Crunching his pants!
Oh, man.
Guys, what's next for you? What are you off to next? Another play? Another workshop? Something else? Some time off?
Oh, the cock ticklers take no time off. Despite the fact that our coin purses are bulging with remuneration, we still must go forth and entertain, inform, educate.
Ours is a weighty burden. We've worked so hard, and now we feel it's time to give back. You know? So, yes, we're doing community outreach, bringing the magic of the cock ticklers to places that have never experienced good tickling.
Mm. Grassroots theater. We're going into the communities. We're
into the classroom.
Taking their stories, hearing what it is they want to see on stage. And we workshop some plays. We get what they've got, and then we put it on. We show them themselves.
Yes. Oh. They tell us their ideas, their passions, and then we take all that stuff and we make sure that it's good and what we want to say. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Right, they tell us we've got a lot of problems in our town, and we say well, it could be worse, and we show them why they shouldn't whine so much.
Yes.
Well, before the two of you leave, Arnie and I did fork over enough gold coin for one more exercise. Let me set this wooden timer to 1 minute. Okay, here we go. Am I impressed today? Boy, oh boy, am I. Could it have been better? Don't think so. Egads, fuck me, that was great. Okay, John, you got this. EFGH. Hello, anyone else want to chime in? Oh, I'm John, dying up here.
I'm so glad we paid for this.
Huh? I thought it was going to be a group thing.
Yeah,
is it not a group thing?
Keep going.
You paid extra money so you could do this.
Joke's on me. K?
Okay.
Love me, please. Money. Arnie, this was a lot of money. No. Don't look at me like that. Okay, I get it. We paid too much. Paid too much, you say? Question, Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's all you have to say to me? Really? Sounds like you're an asshole. Tomorrow, Arnie. Tomorrow, we start acting. Unbelievable. You are unbelievable. Very much so. Winky. X.
And scene.
I was two away.
Yeah. Has anyone ever gotten it? Has anyone ever made it to the end?
Never.
No one's ever.
No one's never ever been able to complete it.
X is a killer, man.
It's a real. Oh, it will kneecap you every time. Real stumbling block.
Oh, I there has to be like Earth words that start with X, but in Foon, boy, I was scrambling.
It's the one letter that's never used.
We just don't have the technology.
But a valiant effort. A valiant effort indeed, Chuck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yes, indeed. I am forever grateful to you. Now I shall finally be able to show everyone that my time here has ended and then continue in my new life as whoever I may be.
Yes. Whatever that might be.
Gunchman, Winky, I owe you a debt of gratitude. Ask me but anything, and I shall grant it. For you have been paid, yes. But also, I am still a great wizard, and shall grant you a magical boon of your choice.
A magical boon, Gunch?
An actor's boon.
I mean, we did pay them for their services.
Yeah, you, sir, we paid them so much.
I know what I'm doing.
And they're also rich already on top of that from what they've...
Their coin purses are bulging.
They're bulging and just tumescent purses, but...
This would truly be icing on the icing.
It's a hat on a cake.
Also, the Gunchman more or less confessed that he killed some people.
Research. Acting is reacting. Just spitballing, but maybe you could do something about these smile lines, these crow's feet. The Gunchman's not getting any younger. Still want to play the lead.
We can't help but be vain. With the masks God has given us, we can only play so many roles. Can you suck a couple of years off of us, Usador? Can you give us the old you-suck?
Absolutely. Prepare to be sucked off by Usador so that those years shall simply drip away. Here, now, let youth return to thee as I do pull away and the very skin of your face grows tauter.
Wow, Arnie, look! One of them's in a permanent smile and one of them's in a permanent frown.
I'm frowning, but I'm happy!
Truly the bookends of cocktickling. Smiling and frowning.
I feel as though I have a new lease on life. My visage is so taut and fresh and natural. Thank you, Usador. I have a reason to wear this rictus of a grin that is probably pretty disturbing.
And look at me.
I feel like that's really going to hurt both of your abilities to act.
I can't close my mouth all the way.
Yes. Oh, my teeth feel dry.
Oh, speaking of, can we treat you guys to some toast?
Oh, too much, too dry.
We couldn't possibly.
Oh, it's the monkey's paw. We begged for youth, and now we've got messed up faces. That's how the monkey's paw works.
Here, but take this balm and rub it on thine face, and it shall loosen again, although it shall tighten again every morning. You may use this cream to return a more supple feel to that same skin that has grown so rictus.
You sure you want to pass the monkey's paw an ointment and not something from the kitchen? Maybe pass the monkey's paw a little something from the kitchen?
Sorry. Look at me, I'm upset.
Don't make me laugh, Sean. It really hurts. I'm in agony. Oh, God, it burns.
Ah, the heartbreaking reality of two characters growing younger and more taut as the actors behind them continue their inexorable slide towards doughiness. How pitiable. Wizard's Choice Award nominee Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Knew I could do it in one breath. Winky Silks and Michael Gunch were played by special guests Joey Bland and Ross Bryant. They both perform with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Ross is a writer for the new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And Joey performs with the Improv... Oh, wait, I already used that credit for both of them. And Joey, well... I'm told Joey is very handy around the house. Did I mention Ross wrote for the new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000? It's got an IMDb page and everything. Learn more about that at gizmoplex.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Heroes in plain sight, like Craig Holbrook, Jamesy Pants, great, we're being funded by a Shetland pony, Leah Lee, Amanda Bauer, Heidi Johnstone, Trent Vale Strider, I guess when the name Aragorn is taken, you have to make do with the scraps, Joe LaRosa, Michael the Bicycle Skinner, Connor N., Tristan, Adam Knapp, and Mitty. Besides the insufferable smugness of helping make the show happen, Patreon supporters get unlimited breadsticks no matter where they're eating. Wait, that's not right. They get free episodes and at least two new bonus episodes each month. The most recent bonus episode is Slam Book 2, which I can only guess is a sequel to Slam Book 1. Here's a clip. You make sense of it.
I'm so excited. We're going to do another slam book. Well, the same slam book, but we're going to do Usador now. And Usador, I'm so sorry. Last time we did this, we just did Chunt. We didn't do you.
So we'll be doing you on the third one.
I guess so. We'll see.
You don't want to do it?
Oh, I can.
Okay. Well, that turnabout is fair play is all I'm saying.
Oh, wait. Arnie, we're going to do a slam book for you because Usador and I have been making a burn book for you.
Oh.
Like, let me just turn to, I mean, it's 400 pages. Page 278. This motherfucker's too tall. Okay, what else here? Oh, I guess we just have that one page filled.
Oh, no, turn to the back of the page. I'll read this one.
Oh, yes, there's more here.
Also, before you do that, can I point out, Chunt, your word of the day calendar today, it was motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Somebody bet me I couldn't say it twice.
Does this motherfucker know how tall he is?
Okay, I'm actually excited to hear the rest of that book. When you guys compile it, we'll do the burn book episode.
Great.
To hear more or find out if it's just that clip played on loop 35 times, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by America's favorite person to not give notes during an impromptu recording session, Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by self-same Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.